Well, my next guest is a host of the podcast You, Me, Them, Everybody. It's a podcast that's regularly taped in front of a live studio audience. It's toured all over, including New York and Washington, D.C., and right here in Chicago, places like The Empty Bottle and The Hideout. Brandon Weatherby was just in town at The Hungry Brain for a taping, and recently he wrote an op-ed in U.S. and World Report calling out what the media doesn't get about Donald Trump, specifically the hubbub surrounding the CNN wrestling tweet. We all know it. He's also the co-author of The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. Brandon Weatherby, welcome to The Download.
How are you?
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I like the podcast. Thanks for coming in and taking some extra time. I feel like we got very lucky that you were in town to do this.
I am incredibly grateful to be here. It's during Monday Night Raw. It's a very important time in all of America's life.
Well, let's talk about this. I mean, let's talk about the op-ed. I mean, at the time, and everyone knows this, a couple weeks ago, the tweet heard around the world where...
It is his most shared tweet.
Isn't that amazing to think about?
Not at all. It makes perfect sense.
It does. Why does it make perfect sense?
There's only so many stories to tell. You know the hero's journey, right? Star Wars isn't original. I don't know if you'd realize that. That's a story that's been told many a time. There's only so many stories you can tell in wrestling. Therefore, people gravitate towards that because in addition to being absurd, it's something that everyone could relate to. It's that simple, and I think we're overcomplicating things.
So really what this is about, and your op-ed was about, is how the mainstream media not only misses the point, but doesn't understand what Donald Trump is doing with Twitter or with this specific tweet and the wrestling part, and that he's really taken a lot of his style from pro wrestling.
Absolutely. It works. He's been doing this since the 80s. He was not a character until about a decade ago in 2007 at WrestleMania 23. That is the altered video that is from the Detroit edition of WrestleMania. That is not a new thing, though. He's been surrounded by these guys for almost 30 years, and he's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. In addition to working behind the scenes and in business, he's been shown on screen multiple times as a character, as the Donald. So
that's crazy to think about. I mean, like going back all the way to the 80s, he's been a character in worldwide wrestling.
Oh, yeah. But there's no like Hillary Clinton, John McCain and Barack Obama all appeared in 2008 when they were on the campaign trail. Previous to that, George Bush was actually friends with a different wrestling promoter. There's been a long lineage of wrestling. Back when it was real wrestling, Abraham Lincoln wrestled. He's pretty cool. There's a big statue of him outside of the studio. If it's cool for Abraham Lincoln, it should be good for the rest of us.
It's amazing to think about because I think the mainstream media wants to put a divide between pro wrestling and politics, meaning, you know, like, oh, this politics is serious. Pro wrestling, it's a gimmick. It's a game.
Absolutely.
It's fake. It's something that we're not even going to, admit that we know exists.
You're absolutely right.
And talk about that because it's a monster. It's a billion-dollar industry, mm-hmm. and an industry with a lot of loyal, rabid fans mm-hmm. who recognize the slight.
And they're not just Republican and they're not just Democratic. For the first time ever in WWF/E programming, they are not mentioning who the president is right now. That's really weird considering that guy's in the Hall of Fame. But they realize, hey, we have a bunch of people that probably didn't vote for this guy. We don't want to isolate them so they don't mention it. That being said, I kind of feel that wrestling right now, thanks to the internet, thanks to on-demand culture, thanks to the WWE Network, is enjoying this renaissance of, if not cultural respect, cultural relevance. And I feel like we're 5 years away from it. It kind of reminds me of when The Simpsons first mm-hmm. became their own show, post-Tracy Ullman. And there was all of a sudden this okayness to enjoy cartoons as an adult. And now there's Adult Swim. It's meant for everybody. We all get it. I feel like wrestling is 5 years from there. But no one really wants to admit it, even though we have all watched it. And even if we don't enjoy it, we should be able to respect a billion-dollar industry.
Oh, come on, everybody. I mean, you said it. I mean, Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania. I mean, we grew up with, generations grew up with wrestling as a 10:30 at night event or a pay-per-view. So it's something that's it's surprising to me that it's belittled so much in the mainstream media.
It's not just Trump. I understand if you're... I want to make it very clear that both the book and the op-ed is bipartisan. It's not saying one is right and one is wrong. Both sides should be using this. And it's the same reason... that Trump used it as the same reason that The Rock used it. The Rock is the highest grossing and highest paid actor of 2016. That doesn't exist without wrestling. Trump does not become president without wrestling. It sounds silly. It is silly. But that's the reality in which we live. And we should respect it and learn from it. The Donald feuded with the Pope. He literally feuded with the Pope. He said things against the Pope, and then he came out on top when the Pope conceded. That should never have happened. That's not normal from a political standpoint. That's not normal from a human standpoint. Right. No one feuds with the Pope.
But it's normal from a wrestling standpoint. That's exactly what you
do. It got him heat, and that's why he's feuding with CNN, because it's this unfaced entity. It's super easy to point your vitriol at something that doesn't have a face.
Brandon Weatherby's in studio. He's the co-author of The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. We saw this throughout the candidacy, and it kind of became, and we saw it with the way that he treated his Republican primary opponents. That
Absolutely.
Was very right out of the wrestling playbook, the way that he gave nicknames to Marco Rubio or to Jeb Bush.
Oh, yeah.
And then even subsequently we saw it with the rallies and the way that he was going from place to place, creating almost like a WrestleMania vibe where he went.
Totally. The thing that people don't realize is it's not real fighting. The whole point of wrestling isn't to hurt your opponent. When wrestlers meet, they don't shake hands hard. It's not to show dominance. It's to show, I'm going to take care of you. They shake hands very carefully and very softly. This is not Mayweather-McGregor. That's not going to benefit anybody. This is not just for one big payday. Wrestling doesn't stop. Yes, Monday Night Raw's on tonight. Then then SmackDown is on. And then there's a pay-per-view this Sunday, and the cycle repeats. It is not real sport. It's real theater. And we need to be able to divorce ourselves from the two. One of the things that the media was worried about, which is very fair to worry about on July 2nd after this tweet, was, is this going to incite violence? It might. It really might. Is it responsible? Absolutely not. Is it inciting violence? Not exactly. If you take it
That's not its intention.
It's not its intention. If you take it to a violent place, absolutely. That is technically inciting violence, but that's not the goal. The goal is to make a new feud, and he's done a fantastic job.
Brandon, what's also, let's talk about the playbook. You know, you kind of mentioned the idea that you're seeing it play out, not just with Donald Trump, with others as well. They use the playbook in a lot of different ways. This is a playbook that I mean, this concept that the ending is scripted. We know what's going to happen at the end.
Sure.
The journey, there's creative license.
Absolutely.
There's theatrics. There's tricks and things that you can use.
Absolutely.
To have fun and be theatrical during the journey to get to the end.
Absolutely. And similar to a really great match, you don't know how it's supposed to end. I don't think the majority of Americans knew how November 8th was going to turn out. We all booked that in advance, and we all had Hillary slotted to do something on January 20th. That didn't happen. If anything, that made it a better feud because it was an unexpected ending. This happens all of the time.
Feuds are really what this is about.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you talk about the wrestling playbook, talk about the feud.
Okay,
where does it come from? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So this literally came from 2007 and Rosie O'Donnell, because there was money to be made, and it was super easy to get the WWE Universe against Rosie O'Donnell, because she is someone that did not respect Donald Trump, for better or worse. Agree with her or not, that is the fact. So they had a Rosie impersonator and a Donald impersonator wrestle, and that was very successful, and that led to the Battle of the Billionaires. So the whole point of the feud is to build it up. No wrestling fan really cares about Rosie O'Donnell, but they really don't like the character of Vince McMahon. So they had the Donald feud with the character of Vince McMahon, etc. That's the exact same thing that happened in the primary. Once Little Marco was eliminated, and then they focused on Lion Ted Cruz, then they focused on Lion Hillary, and now it's the Lion Media or whatever you want to name it. So yeah, you just have to keep consistently build and consistently have a very clear opponent. Now, the opponent does not have to be on board, which makes it beautiful. That's why the Jeb Bush feud was perfect. Jeb Bush was not having any of it. He tried to stay above the fray. That's not going to work. He should have known better. His dad was friends with wrestling promoters.
Okay, let me ask a question about when you move on from the media being your feud, right? And you start to run out of people to feud with in Washington or in politics. And he turns to world leaders and he says, I got an idea. Everybody hates this prime minister in Japan. I'll take this guy on.
That's not going to happen.
It's not. Does
not
it work? It won't work that way?
We don't care. Name the prime minister of Japan. Exactly. No one cares. That's why CNN is perfect. That's why media itself is perfect.
What I mean, come on. Like, I was thinking about the Iron Sheik.
Sure.
You could do something with the Russians.
There's a ton of nationalism now, but you know who's friends with the Russians? Yeah, it's not going to happen. He's not going to go on to other world leaders. It only makes sense if it's an easy thing for his base to rally behind. Once again, this is a bipartisan book that everyone should buy. It's not about actual hatred. It's not about getting anything done. When is the last time Donald Trump has mentioned homelessness? He hasn't. It exists. It's literally all around us. It's not a good thing. It should be a bipartisan issue that everyone could rally behind. Hey, no one deserves to be homeless. Let's do our best to unite everyone. Right. That is not a good feud. No one cares about that. Right. No one's going to write about that.
So he's even picking the social issues or the political issues that have feuds that can have heat.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's a brilliant man. Whether you want to admit it or not, you could think he keeps stumbling upon these. That's fine. Most people that are 71 that have a career of stumbling upon not going to becoming bankrupt has done something well. There's a tower not too far from this studio that you could see from this window that has someone's name on it. Isn't that a giant conflict of interest? Shouldn't that have brought him down? No, he's a brilliant man. You might not like what he does. You might not like what he's going to do, but you should be able to understand it and respect it and learn from it.
Brandon, you hit it on the head about respect. And I think where we're seeing the beyond the wrestling and everything, but it still ties to it. This idea of disrespect, and it's disrespect from the media or disrespect from one side or the other that aren't necessarily buying into the feud or buying into the brilliance, as you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So when you're a wrestling fan and you're rabid and you're loyal and you understand what Donald Trump is doing with the video and it's the most shared and tweet of all time, mm-hmm. and you see the CNN and New York Times and Washington Post and others come out and say, oh, this might incite violence or take serious things out of what they know to be a feud.
Sure, sure.
You're going to find yourself understanding why Donald Trump doesn't like the media.
Absolutely. That being said, the media has every right and should be worried. They absolutely should be worried because he's not giving a wink. He's not saying, hey, it's really for money.
But,
like, I don't
care. Is that a way for our country? I know it sounds simple, but for our country with a huge divide right mm-hmm. now, to recognize that if we understood that this was a little bit more of a character, that
sure.
it was a little bit more of, yes, it's real, but at the same time, he's using a lot of tricks from the world of character.
Sure.
And we recognized that and respected it. Would people have a better sense of, I mean, I'm thinking about the Trump supporters that
sure.
wouldn't be so angry about the fact that they're being misunderstood in the media?
No. It would not help whatsoever. I know you're laughing because name one potential good running Democrat that could run in 2020. Okay, great. The list is so long, you're just writing all the names down and
I
you
just
can't
wrote
think.
Out, yeah, 500
There's, there aren't any. Right, right. None of them get this. The most intellectual people. Great example, Cory Booker. Cory Booker clearly wants to run. If you saw his DNC speech, which I did, I'm bragging right now. I did some reporting for WGN at the time. It was trying to capture the fire of the 2004 Obama speech. It didn't do it. It wasn't a bad speech, but it was a speech nonetheless. Linda McMahon is in Donald Trump's cabinet. Linda McMahon is the former COO of the World Wrestling Entertainment. She's always wanted to be a politician. She ran for Senate twice and failed. She didn't realize she could just give Donald Trump $5 million instead of spending $50 million of her own money. That's neither here nor there. Linda McMahon had a confirmation hearing. Cory Booker was on that panel. Cory Booker jokingly challenged Triple H and Stephanie McMahon to a workout in the Senate gym. And everyone giggled because he doesn't get the idea that maybe you should embody these characteristics as well.
Instead of
laughing at him
and
joking
and giggling, you should embody them.
Yeah. Just say, listen, I respect you. This guy's a bad guy. I'm going to play the role of a hero.
What about, and I'm not trying to size up candidates, but it feels like someone who may get that would be a Senator Al Franken. Someone who's
been
in the SNL world, who understands character. You see him sort of playing around.
Absolutely. Franken could definitely do it. I want to say Ryan out of Ohio has a chance because he actually speaks in fights. You need to speak in fights. And that makes more sense. The reason why people are excited about McGregor and Mayweather is not what's going to happen in the ring. We all know it.
We're watching right now in four different cities.
Amazing. Right. People care about this press tour. What is this press tour? It's no different than Gorgeous George. Muhammad Ali is no one without Gorgeous George. Gorgeous George is the man that taught him how to speak. We know Ric Flair doesn't exist without Gorgeous George. This is all storytelling. Donald Trump is the best storyteller. His narratives don't make a lot of sense, but there's great stories.
As I listen to you, and I think that I agree with you in that sense, but I also want to say wouldn't it be great to not have that in our politics? Wouldn't it be great to not have it in our national politics and have, like, politicians who want to serve our communities and try to make good and solve the world's problems?
Yes. And? Like, what do you want me to say? Like... Okay, wouldn't it be great if there was no pollution? Yeah, but I mean, there is. Let's do something about it. Let's learn from
it. I guess that's why people don't want to play the game. They want to eradicate
the game. That is the exact right thing you took away from it. It's all a game. Now, that being said, healthcare is very important. It's literally life and death. People don't want to think of it like a game, but sadly, it is, and there's no way around that.
It's like the Hunger Games.
But like really fun, but really fun, but really fun.
With really shiny costumes.
Well, there's a WWE network. You can watch old Roddy Piper clips. It's fantastic. CM Punk won money. Won the world championship 6 years ago today. It's a very important day. No, don't get so bummed out about this. It works for both sides. It is neither good nor bad. It's just what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And I'm not. I didn't grow up loving wrestling. This is not like a lifelong obsession of mine. This only happened because I got really bummed out with the real stuff that was going on after the Chicago Blackhawks 2015 victory that you probably don't want to talk about on this show right now. So that led me to watching fake sports because certain things you can't get away with certain things in fake sports. And then while watching every single WrestleMania and figuring out why it was such a big cultural thing, it was in the midst of the 2015 primaries. And all of a sudden, we noticed that Donald Trump was the host of WrestleManias 4 and 5, and his mistress was at 7 with him, and he was at 20. In 23, and then in the Hall of Fame, and now he's the president. This was a complete accident, and it just made perfect sense.
I think you're onto something. I mean, with Donald Trump being president, The Rock being the biggest star that there is right now, there definitely is a way that there's a pipeline that we don't understand. Brandon Weatherby, the co-author of The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. He's also the host of the podcast You, Me, Them, Everybody. Brandon, thanks for coming in. Good to have you.
Thank you, sir.